Top 3 mistakes interim executives make when selling themselves. Most executives have had a long and successful career in companies ranging from their own businesses to Fortune 500 organizations. At some point in their career, we are seeing more and more executives choosing interim executive assignments rather than full-time employment. In some cases, these two types of roles are very fluid, and one may lead into the other. But for most, being an interim executive is a career choice. In a recent survey of interim executives, 58.5% of the respondents confirmed they have chosen this career path because they love the freedom of interim/consulting work. However, the challenge for most is where to begin. As an interim executive, it can be incredibly difficult, given the decades of experience you have, to translate that into how you can best help a company. Business development and the process of selling yourself as an interim executive can be quite challenging. To assist, here are some of the most common mistakes we hear and see interim executives make when doing business development or talking to a client directly. The I can do that mentality versus the I am an expert fact. Being brought in as an interim executive is very different from being hired as a full-time executive. Rather than a broad job description, there is usually a defined scope, deliverables, timelines, and a specified end. You are brought in to either specifically accomplish a goal, fix a challenging situation, or step into a high-level role for a short period of time. All of these require a high level of expertise. Having been a president of a company who had the responsibility for sales does not qualify an executive to be an interim vice president of sales. When talking about yourself as an interim, speak in terms of what types of situations you are best to step into. Many times in your career, you have needed to step into a situation and learn a new skill set in order to fulfill the requirements of the job or the needs of the company. As an interim, being a quick learner or that you can do it because you know the basics is not enough. Be clear with what you are an expert at and have multiple situations you can convey in which you have done it before. The vague elevator pitch. Selling yourself as an interim executive is more about selling results and outcomes. When a company needs an interim executive, they don't necessarily need a person who has XYZ experience. They need someone who can accomplish and deliver successful outcomes. A client is looking for specific results. Rather than, I improve the morale of the team, it should be, we reduced turnover by 20% and increased employee referral recruitment 300%. Rather than, I'm a versatile executive with over 20 years of experience in the C-suite who can help companies maximize the value and increase returns, consider using a specific example that exemplifies what you can do for a company. I have over 20 years of experience working with startup companies in the energy industry. The last three firms I worked with each exited within 5 years for at least an 8x multiple. Or I work with small growing companies and help them get past the curve where their sales have outgrown their talent of their team. I helped the last company I worked with grow from $10 million to a run rate of $18 million and increase their net profit by 50% in the 9 months that I was there. I mentioned earlier that a company brings an interim executive because they want to accomplish certain goals. When working with a CEO or a company owner, you are often helping them accomplish a long-term vision. They are bringing you in because they need an expert to fill the gap, which is often seen as a missing puzzle piece. It is wonderful to get into grand discussions of their vision and how you can contribute, but remember to bring it back down to earth when the need calls for it. Though you have it clear in your head and the specific role you will play and how you contribute, the client is hearing, this person will make it happen. There are lots of factors that play into accomplishing those goals. Be clear on what your contribution will be, what they need to do, and what the outcomes can be expected in the short and long term. This is one of the biggest gaps we have seen when speaking to clients about past experiences with an outside resource, such as an interim executive or management consultant. The expectation from the client far exceeded either the capabilities of the executive or the basic reality of the situation. When over 65% of the executives we have surveyed said one of their top business development sources was referrals from past clients, you can't afford not to have a referral-happy client after every engagement. For serious executives, this is Raj Prasad.